Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And I read that he had kufis when he was very into pshat, and he was a big misnaget to pilpul. He was just learning pshat, and then there was a period he held it was like a gaiva. Like pshat is like, I'm clear, I got it. He held it was a gaiva, and he got very into pilpul. I was very like encouraged that we all are an old madregas. We can't, we speak about it, we still salanter, we can't. Marishayim can name Allah, these are the so we can't compare. But I was very enthused to hear that there was different kufas in his life, what he was into and learning. I want to tell Ba'ilam that I'm sharing a Torah that's a little different to Torah we shared earlier. I want to tell you why. A guy called me up. A guy Mamish called me up this week. And the guy said, Rebbe, I don't think I'm lighting Ner Chanukah this year. He said, I mean, Ernst, the guy called me up and said, it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev. A few days ago, it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev is coming. Tonight's Rosh Chodesh Kislev. He said, I don't think I'm lighting Ner Chanukah. He says he's an older single. And he said, I'm so much sad. Where am I lighting? I'm lighting in Yeshiva. It breaks my heart. Said, I can't light in the dining room of the yeshiva one more year. To light at home, I'm going to go home to light. I'd like to feel so nervosa. I'm not lighting this year. I said, okay, why are you calling? So he said, I want you to talk to me. Tell me, I'm cool. So he must have, so I understood from the call, if he was saying he's not lighting, you're telling me information. I don't know, should I share my affairs? But I understood he wanted to talk about it. So I said to him, what I'm really hearing you're telling me is you want Chizuk to light the Ner Chanukah to forget your tzara. Forget your tzara and light the Ner Chanukah. And you want Chizuk like you should be able to do that. I said, I'm not into that. I hold you should light Ner Chanukah with your tzaras. What do I mean? So you can't always be different people. Okay, so we spoke last week, the ability to be two people. Yaakov Avinu gets up, Me'al Pnei Mesa. There's such a bechina and there's such a time. But here, Mecha Tesi to be two people, you're in a terrible tzara. I said, I hope you should light the Ner Chanukah with the tzara. The Ner Chanukah, sit there and weep for a little bit. That you have big dreams and hopes and it's unrealized yet. And then think about that Pach Shemen, the hope, the one thing, the salvation that comes. And from that place, light the menorah, from that place, your Pach Shemen, the hope of the little that overcomes all the worry, and light the menorah from that place. Bring yourself, bring the tzara, metayach the tzara, the little R from the Pach Shemen. That's how you light the menorah. I'm in yeshiva, there are times you have things on your mind. I was talking to Rabbi Yechiel. We have things at our job. We're supposed to like teach. Then we have worries and zachen on our mind. So there is a place, the mishtachim b'tzar d'lohayim. There's such a kayach to forget your things and you teach. There's also a kayach to bring along your things and teach. There's also a zach. To bring along, to come with. You have things on your mind. If there's something on my mind, there's a tiger that comes along with that. So bring that along. So there's a bechin in things that I'm thinking about myself. I'm not going to be a pretend here. I'm going to bring along things, matzav, I'm going through. Sometimes it's more real when you do that. It's more authentic. And it's not always the time to cancel what you're going through. So I want to share. The parsha's told is fascinating, fascinating parsha. Yitzchak loves Esav just Yitzchak Ahavis es Esav is it's a pellet. All of us sense it and know it. Stop accepting terutzim. When you were little, you had terutzim. Just play with a kasha. Hold on to a kasha. This year, I'm not accepting terutzim. It's just wild. It's not. I don't have any terutzim. I don't know. Yitzchak Ahavis es Yitzchak. I don't want a teretz. I don't want a teretz. Yitzchak's smarter than all of our IQs put together. Yitzchak Avinu, it's in the Torah. It's a fact, it's a current fact. Yitzchak loves Esav. What is that? What's the hashkacha of that? That's Torah, forever that's Torah. It's not a story, the Torah is not a history book. It is. Yitzchak loves Esav. What is that? That's not something that was. If it was a mistake, it's done. It's not recorded. Torah means it is. What is that? Yitzchak Ahavis es Esav. What is that? I don't want to give it teretz because we're too mature for taking the teretz. It's a pella. Be bothered. Yitzchak loves Esav. The Avas Yisrael, the Abdu Rav says something that I want to learn with the Chevra. The Abdu Rav says on Yitzchak Ahavis es Esav Kitzayid Befiv. Says the Abdu Rav Kitzayid Befiv is Yitzchak Avinu wanted to come with Hashem. He wanted to ambush Hashem. Kitzayid Befiv, not that Esav tricked Yitzchak. Kitzayid Befiv is Yitzchak Avinu is Sayid Befiv. That's why he loved Esav. What was the Tzayid Befiv? Because he wanted to say to the Rabbeinu Shalom, says the Abdu Rav, the Metzius is Yitzchak loves Esav, because Yitzchak says to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabbeinu Shalom, look at my anhaga. He's doch my son. He's my son. There's mistakes. He's not doing everything the way I did it. I love him. And he's Sayyid Befiv, Iman's Hashem, so you love your children. They're your sons. And that's the Sayyid Befiv of Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak loves Esav. And as such, he can man Hashem, says the Abbas Yisroel. He can say to Hashem, I love my son because he's a son. So Hashem, love your children, they're your children. Now what does that mean? What does that mean to man Hashem? That means something. And this is practical and true, and our actions can become prayers as follows. It means, of course, you're maning Hashem. It means that it unleashes, there's such a kayach in the world that Hashem would love a yid because he's a son. There's such a kayach. It says in Tilim, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem's our shadow. If you show Hashem a finger, he shows you a finger. There's such a thing that our behavior here unleashes a kayach milamala. If we tap into he's a son, love a son, then it unleashes from Hashem. That's what it means. Yitzchak says, Sayyid Befiv could say to Hashem, I love him, he's a son. Do you hear that, Hashem? That unleashes by Hashem, that Hashem loves a yid, he's a son. And we can unleash that kayach by our patience when we don't feel like it, when it feels different and it feels we should have the opposite of patience and understanding, but when we're patient and loving, it unleashes such a kayach, min hashamayim, to say, Hashem tzilcha. Then and only then could we say to Hashem, he's not a son, he's a son. I caught myself, there was a day, I happen to like when guys make some noise in shir. I happen to like it. Rav Shach used to say, somebody's gonna talk up. Rav Ezi and I have a knonyim. I should give him money. I don't pay him for it, but I should. But I encourage Rav Ezi knows Rav Shach had a rule. You don't say ichzog nishir to the vat. I don't say shir to the wall. One of our chevra put out a video of Rav Shach saying shir. It's wild. It is complete bedlam during Rav Shach's shir. I'll tell you, I had a funny story where I found out about this. I was part of an Israeli chabura. We were learning Masech the Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. And it was mostly kamad all Israelis. And I was an American in this Israeli chabura. They were all in their mid-30s. And me and my chabura were too young. Schnooks, we joined this older guy chabura. a yid, a very special yid from Panovich, came in from Harnoif to say a shiur for us. He'd come in once, ein malavach, once a week, and he'd say a beautiful goyim b'tayim. It was so frustrating. He'd start the shiur, and the chevra would go nuts, and they couldn't get quiet. Ani rotzeot, and people are, guys like right here, they're screaming at him, this back to him, shouting, Mazes, shtuyot, they're screaming, I'm like, chevra. And they're all in their 30s, I'm 10 years younger. Finally, I had it. After like three or four chavrus, and it always happened a few minutes into this chavrus, then it was very hard to get quiet the rest of the chavrus. At times, you got to hear him a little bit, but the chevra went wild. So finally, I had it. I went up to one of the shtark guys in the chaburah. For me to try to speak Hebrew, I'm very self-conscious. So I typically don't even try to speak Hebrew, but I was so frustrated. When I understand Hebrew, I sound like a meshuggah when I speak Hebrew. So I said, Slicha, I'm like, red, okay, here goes. Like, Niro Tzela, I spoke to him in the cave of our us, and I don't know what I said. But I wanted to say it to him. I addressed him. But it got the message across. It's ridiculous. This yid travels in. This is a bizarre, and I never saw anything like this. The guy starts laughing. He starts laughing. What's up? Lama, you know, I'm almost like quoting the psukim. What are you laughing? What's going on? So the guy tells me, he laughs, and he says, you don't understand, we're all Talmidim of Panovich, we're Talmidim of Shach, the whole Chevir, including the Yid who comes in. And the Messiah we have is the biggest chutzpah Nashir has ever since. So that's like a chutzpah. He said, if you're quiet by your shir, you mevazi the Talmud Chacham. He said by Rav Shach, he would leave shir. On days guys didn't do it, he'd walk out, good night, Chevra Atzlach, I'll see you tomorrow, tell me when you wake up. He'd leave. Rav Shach would say, Chzod Nashir Tzimavan, maybe they're kids here, I don't know, I'm teaching bad stuff. But Rav Shach said, I don't say shir to the wall. And he'd leave. So he said, we're all trained that respect to a shir is you care what he had said. So he says something, so we fight, and he knows we all care. We care, we actually care. We argue and scream. That's what a shir looks like. So I relate a lot to that. But that's a vad if it's within context. Guys are talking about a shir. There was one day my patience was low. And there were guys like hopping around in shir, there were a couple of chevra making it very difficult. Yeah, you have to scream, the voice is not always so stark, they're like, ow, it was just getting me frustrated. And I caught myself and I said to myself, one second. But guys are talking by davening, so you're very patient then. You say we have to have patience, we have to exercise patience. And you say, Hashem understands, Pashut. The guy, I'm not condoning talking by davening, but let's get him to not be a talk slow, you know. The goal is not to throw out the talkers, the goal is bring the talker and make him a davener. So have patience, understanding, slow. So in Hashem's covered, you're mamish, a nice guy there. And on your own covered, now already you're frustrated and mad. You're inconsistent. If you'll be somebody on your own cupboard, you say, Beseder, he's a human being. He's a little talkative, okay? A little ADHD, and you're tolerant. So then it is a prayer, my friends. You unleash. That's a prayer. That's Sayyid Befiv. By your very behavior, you're a prayer. You're unleashing and say Tashem. Say Tashem. Say it, but you're saying it even if you don't say it. So you might as well say it. What you're saying Tashem. Is I understand that I'm a vater on my cousin. He's hurt. It's okay. It's a prayer. It's pashut a prayer. You're saying to Hashem. You're saying something. And you're saying to Hashem, understand the prayer. It's easier to do, by the way. It's easier to mean it. It's easier. It becomes very unforced when you understand you're unleashing something. When you are patient and mevater on your cover. But be'emes, understand you're unleashing something. And say it, speak it out, Hashem. Say it to Hashem. On my cover, Hashem, on my cover, he's talking, and say it there. Doesn't mean he's just. So Hashem, be Michael, your covenant. And you unleash such a kaya. You get a right to such a prayer. There's a truth of such. Hashem silcha, Hashem eris. Maru layetzpa, he shows you an etzpa. Rachli Menu is this exact pirush of Rachli Menu, who says to Hashem, I was mevater on a husband, so Hashem, for a sister, for a karev, so Hashem, bichasin on your banim, on your children. It unleashes that koyach, that's an emes, that's a truth. I once was zeicha to be at a convention of Shmuel Kamenetsky, Philadelphia Shishiva was there. And he's not a youngster, he's not a young man, and he didn't speak much on the convention. He was there, dogma, that's, by Shal Shukas, he got up to speak, and it was interesting. He didn't touch, everybody spoke on the theme, the topic, and it was a very specific theme, it was a specific audience, and he ignored the event, but the zaking, the sadik, the zaking, when he spoke to the chevre, he begged the chevre to see good another yidden. And he spoke on this topic. He spoke on Ayin Toiv, the Mid of Avram Avinu. But he said the way we judge others unleashes how Hashem judges others. He said there's two anhagas, Midas Adin and Midas Achesed. If we see others and see others through a lens of Midas Achesed, so that's how Hashem judges that person and us. He was begging this tzaddik, and he showed the kairos to such as that. He was begging, it was interesting, this gadol was begging that we need midas achesed. Let's stop judging people harshly. He begged, he said, Hashem tzilch, Hashem's our shadow. And if we look at others kindly, so we'll look at us kindly. The Gemara in Shabbos, whoever dons others, l'kav schos, Hashem dons his, l'kav schos, the Gemara in Shabbos. And he begged the tzibur to look at others in a proper way. I wanted to read the parasha. The Torah, it says in the Torah, Yitzchak Heves is Esesim. That's not stated in the Torah. Say your pshatim. I don't have a teretz. You might have one. I have no teretz. But it says Yitzchak Heves is Esesim. And understand Sayyid Befid, it comes to prayer. That Yitzchak, I don't know why, did he like him in order to say the prayer? I don't know. But understand what the Abbas Yisrael, what the Abdullah says. That loving a yid and showing Abba to a son becomes a prayer. I am understanding, Hashem, be patient with your children. It unleashes that kayach that Hashem is patient with his children. We could ask Hashem, they're talking by davening, bichas, bichas, bichas. I'm thinking, Paul Klaisville, we had it started this week, Bachar, beautiful youngster, was nifter on the way to Yeshiva, And it's a tzara, it's a tremendous tzara. It's hard. We need our greats, and I haven't turned from the greats what we're supposed to think about. But any tzara, a yid's nifter because he's a yid, and only because he's a yid. That touches every yid. A yid was nifter because he's a yid. No, nothing else. A yid was attacked. A yid. And to me, it's ma'ira. It's ma'ira, a love for our people. Love for our people, and I say that all our patience with the people in our lives become prayers. I think we can get deeper patience from that, understanding how powerful that is. If we're more patient with our spouses, that's a prayer. You say, Tashem, you're also a spouse in this nation. We're called Shiashir, we're called. So, bichasana, it unleashes, and it gives a kayak to unleash such as that. We're more patient with our children. With our friends, with another yid, and unleashes Hashem b'merach. It's our people, Hashem. It's your people, it's our people. We're all part of this nation. Hashem's invested in this people. Shem ha'avad v'kosh aleinu k'rasim. So it's Ma'ira, this hanhaga, all of us, sayin b'fiv, we could have the prayer of the Abdu Rav, of Yitzchak Avinu. Hashem, we have patience with your people. We look at them positively. You have patience, and you have love, and you like it. Do we have it so hard? It's always hard. We're supposed to start thinking our flaws. We have flaws, man. What are we supposed to say? To correct them all? Find the one you want us to correct? Maybe if we're more patient, then we could say to you, Hashem, be patient while we correct. There's a lot to correct. Just be patient with the people in our lives, have more patience with our people, and then all our patience will become a prayer. Our patience with each child, with our spouses, with our neighbors, with the people around us, become a prayer to Hashem. We are patient with your people. We are patient with our children. Be patient with your children. We're patient with our spouses. Be patient with your spouse, Hashem. We're patient with our nation. Be patient with your nation, Hashem. I wanted to study a Ramban for a few minutes with the Chevra. The Ramban has told us it's packed. And there's so many places to go. The Ramban hit me very sharp. In running a family, it's very interesting. In running a family, and this is why the Ramban hit me, there's always, all of us in a mishpacha know that there's the easier children, the harder children. And in general, running a family, don't be guilty of going to the point of least resistance. We all can work it out just at the point of least resistance. I see in yeshiva, like there's a situation, two guys, the tendency of all human beings, and you think who's the easier, two guys are in a sechsuch, in a fight, who's the easier guy? It's normal, and it could be sometimes a good answer. Who's the easier guy who's actually workable? This guy's stubborn like a mule. I'm not going to convince him anything. This guy's workable. So it's normal you do, maybe it's more effective sometimes. But sometimes we go to the place of least resistance because it's least resistance. And there's a Ramban that's meaningful to me. The Ramban, the Torah HaKadosh is Madgish twice. Very interesting. It's the only time the Torah is Madgish. Vatikach Rivka is Bigdei Esau B'no HaGadol. Rivka takes the begotten of Esau for B'no HaGadol, her older son. HaChamudah is Asher Eita B'bayis, and she's Malabish Yaakov B'no HaKadol. Now we all know the story, it's already been said. Esau's the Bechor, and Yaakov is the Katan. That's the whole reason he has to steal all the brachas, because they're meant for the Bechor. We all know already that Esau's first, Yaakov's second. Now it could be, remember the story happened when Yaakov bought the Bechor. So it could be now you could say, one second, is he anymore? It's interesting. But the time is madgish that Rivka took Big Day Esau B'nai HaGadol, her older son. You can ask the kasha in two ways. Is that true, it's B'nai HaGadol? The fact that he was born first, we know already. And the Rishonim, yes, the Ramban amongst them, why does it say Esau B'nai HaGadol? So Rebezi says there is a chiddush. So why is it saying that? But why is it saying it? Even if it's trying to be mighty, I would have said he's sold, he's no longer the Gadol. Good kasha. But why is it being madgish? He was the Gadol, he's still the Gadol. Why is it being madgish this? Rivka took Esav Gadol. It's funny, it's even like controversial. I'm confused. At this point in the parasha, I don't know who's older anymore. Did he sell it? Does that change? If you ask me who's the Gadol in this, I don't know. It's a little count, it's a complex question with the God was in. But why is it Magish? Vatikach Rivka's big days, but not Bubble. What's it, my Bubble Amdenu, what's it teaching us? Either it's not true because he sold already, and if it is true, just saying, practically, I mean, he's older. Not, I don't mean the Chalois and the. So what are you getting yet? Why is it Magish? The Ramban is. It's interesting, Rev Schwab is a Neurodik Pshat Derech Agam. I don't want to, I'm not coming, I came from the Ramban. Rav Schwab, Derech Agav, says, B'no HaGadol, Rav Schwab brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, amazing Rashi. Kedai to see if you have time on the Shabbos. A Rashi in Yeshaya says, till today, Edom survives. Edom's been a long galus, Rome, and it survives so long because of the Kibbutz Av Vesa. It's Naira, the Kayach of the Mitzvah. The Kayach of the Mitzvah, Rashi and Yeshaya says, Edom is still stark today, and it's going to last until somehow its chos of Kibbutz Av runs out. Somehow, I don't know what it's going to take. The Kibbutz Av is dairus, that a couple of thousand years it lasts, because Edom has that chos of the Tata Esav Kibbutz Av. Amazing, amazing, amazing Rashi and Yeshaya. Says Reb Schwab, it says Esau b'no HaGadol that there was a bechina that Esau was bigger than Yaakov. So Schwab writes, b'no HaGadol means spiritually bigger, and it means that he was bigger in Kibbutz Av Esav, Rabbi Gamliel says that I didn't come to 100th of Esav's Chibarav. Esav used to get dressed up to serve his father, learned the Kamadregis. Says Reb Schwab, that's what's madgish, that Yaakov Avinu needed his chus of Kibarav, Ve'ein, to counter B'nai HaGadol. There was a mile, Esav had a Bechina that was a mile. Yaakov's called Katan compared to Esav's Kibarav. On that, she asked Yaakov Avinu to do something out of his tuna and keep it aim, listening to her. And that was counters of Schwab says, filled of Shad. That's it's madness, she said, Batikach Rivkas be the Esav ben Avonu. There's a mile of godless over Yaakov. It says it twice in the Torah here, vis-a-vis this story. And she was trying to give Yaakov Avinu his chus of keep it aim. My aunt was an Isha Hashuva, big person. And she had full right before she passed away. She was a big, big person. She had a helper there. Somehow she asked her daughter to do something for her. Shortly before she passed, she asked her daughter, her married daughter, to do something. Sort of like felt funny. Like there was the daughter was so happy to serve her mother. The daughter like a light bulb went off. She said to her mother that you want to be mezakim and keep it in. Mother like, you got it. Schos to do something for the mama. Schos, keep a name, a mitzvah. She wanted a chaparein. My aunt wanted her half. She saw she was saying goodbye. She was at the time to part. She wanted her daughter to have one more chance to do a episode, misharis, the mama. So she asked her something that the aide like would have done, should have done, could have done, was going to do. She quickly asked. It was like, she said, oh, you want to be mezakim. And her mother, like, vigorously shook her head. Got it. You understand? One more. So Rifki, man, that's how Rav Schwab says it. It's Magish B'na Agad B'na Akad. Kenza, beautiful pshat of Rav Schwab. Now, Pidavka here, where it speaks about Esav as a B'na Agad, that he had a mind of Kibbutim, it's Magish, and this is what she was mitzvah Yaakov against his Tona, to give him a schos of Kibbutim. That it should match, it should be aimed against the Nesim. That's what Schwab said. The Ramban says as follows. The Ramban says, Lahaflik b'inyan atzadekis. It's coming to praise the tzadekis. Lahaflik b'inyan atzadekis, to give you the sense of the tzadekis. Ki aminat b'malidim. The normal people who give birth to children is to be makir the b'bchar b'brachu b'kav v'matam. Parents want the family structure to be intact. It's normal. Parents love all their kids equal. They don't love one kid more. But if parents love when the elder kid is respected, it's in halacha that way. The Torah says that the mitzvah to be mechabed b'nai agadol, your older brother, is a din in kibbut avein to the point that after the p'tira of the parents, a person is not mitzvah to be mechabed b'nai agadol. It's a halacha in kibbut avein. Parents like the B'nai HaGadol should be respected. It's not because they like the Gadol first. They like the family structure. It's important to the family that the older son is the elder statesman and the family comes with that surah of Mishpacha. Very important. Says the Ramban, it's normal, it's minab, b'maylidim, the people who give birth, to be makir the b'mchar with a bracha, with a kavod, with gifts. Vihimi daita, on her own, tzidkas hakata, the rishas hagadol. She recognized the tzidkas of the younger one and the rishas of the gadol, and she did great effort to shtadu b'cho atareach hazeh. She did a lot to be mavi the bracha and the kavim and hagadol hakatan. She went against instinct. And that's the purpose of the pasuk is lahaflik b'inyan atzadekis, to speak about Rivki Menu breaking the instinct. Every instinct in the time is madgish, but not gadol. Every instinct was that Esav should get the covenant, should get the bracha. That's instinctive. And to be mafluv in the righteousness of the tzadekis, that she went against the instinct of a human being that wants the b'na gadol to have the brachas, to have the covenant, but she fought the instinctive sense because she was makir a truth that the bracha should be by Yaakov Avinu. And for that MS, she went against the easier path, the style and the natural flow of my lidim, she went because of what she was makir in emes. And lahaf l'binyan atzadekis, the Torah records it like that. Understanding this whole story, that it wasn't lost on her, and the feelings of b'na'a gadol and b'na'a katan were there. V'atikeh riv b'gdei esa b'na'a gadol. With all the feelings of b'na'a gadol, with all the want of the covenant for b'na'a gadol, but she went against it. She went against all that because she was not here to emes. To be specifically of not picking the point of least resistance. In our decisions, in our own anhava running our homes, we certainly have instincts and can trust wonderful instincts. But if we're lacking something as the truth, not to choose the path of least resistance, but to put in and to make great efforts for our children, for what's right and for what's true, over the path that's easier and sometimes the natural flow would be to that path. And the Torah is magnified by the story of Rifki Min, Lahaf Lukminin at Sadekis, that she went against the minhag of Malidim. And the lesson to us in the raising of our families, certainly we have many instincts in raising our mishpacha, but there's certain times that the instinct and the natural flow and the path of easiest way will be one way, and our job is to overcome that. Our job is to overcome that. If we have a hakara of something that's true, something else that's true, to choose the harder, not just to go with the easier, to choose the harder. And I wanted to study that Ramban, that incredible Ramban with the Chevra. I think that's a powerful Ramban. I want to close with something the Kotzker said. I want to share something the Kotzker said. I like this Kotzker a lot. In Kotzk, there was a tremendous stress on honesty in Kotzk. Tremendous stress on sincerity, just being an honest person. They weren't into titles, they weren't into frumkeit that other people see. They were very into, they held a person's frum when nobody sees, in the place that nobody sees. And Kotzk taught a Torah of honesty, of sincerity, of authenticity. I love when I come in touch in yeshiva, and I come in touch with honesty, with neshama, with soul, with realness, I love that. It's something. A bacher a week ago came with a stolen item. He said, Rebbe, shaking. He said, I need you to return this. I was like, wow. He came from a mitzvah deraisa to return the gezel. I was in awe from him. Shaking. Rebbe, I need you to return this. I like honesty, purity, realness. I had to send the bacher home. And before he left, I had to tell him he's going home. And he was very, very upset at me. And he said very, very stark things. He was upset. He felt attacked. He was upset at home. He said very, very stark. He was suspended. He said very strong things. Late that night, he's in his house. And I call him up late at night. And it rings and rings and rings. And I'm going to wait till it rings. And his phone rings a long time. Ring, 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 ring. After many rings, he picks up. And he said to me, I have no part of me wants to answer. I don't want to speak to you. I want to escape. I have the ability to escape here, things I want to escape to. But he said, I felt it was right. I felt it was respectful. I could not answer. I was very taken. I loved meeting the neshama. That was so cool in the neshama. He answered, he had no side. He didn't want to answer. He didn't want to speak. But he felt it was disrespectful. All his feelings, he can't be disrespected. We ended up having the best conversation we've ever had. He cried and spoke, and it was because I met his neshama. Once he met the guy's neshama, I was intimidated from him, then he got places. So Kant spoke about honesty and realness and finding the realness in us. So I want to share a word in Kutsk that was said on this week's parasha that I... This is not a vart of Kotzk, it's like the vart of Kotzk. But I want to share what the Kotzky Rebbe said. He said like this. Rav Gamliel speaks about the Kibbutz Aveim of Esau. He said, "We don't." He said, "I serve my parents." Rav Neil said, "In soiled begadim." He said, "When I go mibachutz, I wear nice begadim. To my father, I wear soiled begadim." And Esau, when he served his tata, got nice begadim. He asked the kutzker, Rav Gamliel, the great Rav Gamliel couldn't get nice clothing to wear. It's a big madrega. Every time you serve your father, you put on nice begadim. But Rav Gamliel couldn't do it. The great Rav Gamliel couldn't get nice begadim. Said the kutzker like this. What it means that Esau wore begadim, all of us since we're little learn a Rashi, that Esau used to say, from a shayos to his father. He says, Melach, Chayv, Meiser, Esau, Tata. Esau, Gishmak, Shayos. Esau, Chayv, Meiser, his father said, son, Esau's not Chayv, Meiser. I'm so proud of you. Like, Esau's mamish handling, like, worried, his mamish hazam, medactic. And he was fooling his Tata. Said the Kotzker, what's the pshat Esau was fooling his father? Esau held Kibbut Avim. His Kibbut Av was Nair, it was Niflum. And he held that his father's obligation is not to show the struggling side. Esav had a side. He fooled his father because it was sitkus, because it was true. He had other sides, and he held kibbut av dictates, don't show my tata that side. That's what it means. He asked his father from the shadows. What it means, he wore a special begadim, means what people portray, what other people see you. He wore a special begadim when he served his tata meant to his father, he only showed a certain side. That was the begadim. He wore begadim. He didn't show the struggles. We've all made such as, how many people have made, I don't want to hurt my tata. To say this, I won't show him. I'm not finished. I'm not a liar. For many years, I was bothered by Akasha Rashi. Says he's Sayyid Bifib. Says Rashi, Esav knows how to be Meramis of it. At Mardchai Akasha, why does he know how to fool his father? He knows how to lie. Why does he know how to lie to his tata? He's a Yedeh Tzayim. He knows how to lie. One of the people he lied to is Yedeh. He only lied to his father. He said, I'm saying, Kasha Pashup Shad. Rashi says, Yedeh Al Ramis is of him. He knows how to fool his father. So, Menachem, for many years I learned Pshat, and it's harder to fool your family. Because your family knows you. So, you can fool everybody. You'll fool your sister, your father, it's much harder. Says, maybe it means even his father. The father, Moshe Kasha, father, he has to fool his father. He's a liar, he's a ligoner, to everybody. What's he? According to the cuts, it's amazing, he didn't lie to anybody. He did it to his father, it was Kibbut Avim. He was Yedei Atzai, Lurami Sisavu, Becheshbin, Kibbut Avim. And the Emes, it was Big Madragas in Kibbut Avim. Said the Kotzker, but Rav Gamliel wasn't willing to be a Rami. He wasn't willing at home, where he is, and to the Tata, he had to show the Emes. See, he forego, said the Kotzker, bit Madragas and keep it up, but I'm not willing to. The Kotzker said he still blinds Esav. He remains in Esav because he's willing to lie. And Yaakov, and Rav Gamliel wasn't willing to forego that. So he wasn't willing. Emes is Emes, this Tata, this is who I am. It might hurt you, break your heart. Maybe it's even a breach in Kibbut Av, but I can't lie. I can't say I'm something that I'm not. This is where I'm at. This is where I'm up to. This is where I'm up to. It has to be Emes. This is where I'm up to. I have convinced many a youngster to share with parents. This is where I'm up to. To share. It's going to hurt your Tata, but there'll be an Emes. This is where we're up to. In the want for sincerity and in honesty, yeah, could a person, maybe he shouldn't tell his father. He's the person close. Tell Tata, this is what's happening. This is where I'm up to. Shalom Aleichem, I want you to be with Tata. It will cause him tzar, it's a breach in Kibbut. From here, we'll be mechabit of it. From here, we'll together. But the emes, the honesty, sincerity of where I'm up to. It's not a cute word like the Kotzker said. The Kotzker lived this and brought such a mitzvah to the world of honesty, of sincerity. This is where I'm up to, the realness of a person finding an emes where they're up to. I wanted to share this Esau's Kayach L'Ramei Sesavim that the Kotzker said was cheshbainus, tifa cheshbainus, but it's not a good thing. A person, ishtam, Yaakov Avinu's Einai Charev. He's Einai Charev. I saw Revolver says, and I want to end with this. It says Esav is not smart. It says Yaakov in his Ishtam, he's not charif. He's not sharp enough to fool his dad, to fool anybody. What does that mean? He's not sharp. The Rashi, till I saw Rav Hovda. What does it mean? If you read the Rashi, it's amazing. It says that Yaakov Avinu is an Ishtam. Yaakov Ishtam Yeshom says Rashi, Einoi Baki B'chalele, he's not so good at, he's not a Baki. Elkin Libay came piv, Mishe'einoi Charif L'Ramah is Kari Tam. Somebody who's not so sharp to trick is called a Tam. What's that? Was a chsar in intelligence? There was a great American writer, one of my favorite expressions in the world. He said, I wouldn't give a fig for, for simplicity on this side of complexity, but I give my life for simplicity on the other side of complexity. One more time. A great American writer said, I wouldn't give a fig for simplicity on this side of complexity, but I give my life for simplicity on the other side of complexity. What does he mean? There's a simpleton who just doesn't know anything. Like a guy's like naive, he's like dumb, he doesn't know what's going on in the belt. So he's naive, he's optimistic and naive. That's simplicity on this. He said, I wouldn't give a fig for that. It's not worth anything. He just don't know anything. But simplicity on the other side is a brilliant person who knows all the things in the world, but by choice chose simplicity. That's simplicity on the other side. I give my life for that. So here the Rashi sounds like the first simplicity. I was bothered by the Rashi. It bothered me a lot. Mishe'enei charif, he's not sharp enough, the Ramos. That's the wrong simplicity, just not so smart. I want the guy who's smart enough to be Maram and Marvas doesn't. What does Rashi mean? Mishe'enei charif, the Ramos. He's not so sharp. By Ras Sakasha Badmi, the Rashi. Mishe'enei charif, the Ramos is Kari Yatan. He's not so sharp. Does it mean he doesn't use his charifis? I should leave you the cash. I should send the home. But I want to give you it. I want to tell you what Rav Hovda said. I was bothered by this for a long time. Mishe'enei charif l'ram is not so sharp. That's simplicity on the wrong side of complexity. Is I want the guy who's smart enough to trick and doesn't trick. The guy not. He's never not so charif l'ram is. Mishe'enei charif l'ram is not so sharp. L'ram is all the time. Pashav shat. Somebody say pshat. I'm not. No agendas here. The cash is a cash, Gabriel. It bothers you, this cash. You ever saw a pshat? Yishein, that's the wrong type of simple. That's a simple guy that don't give a fig for that. He's just not so smart. The guy who doesn't trick anybody because he's too stupid to trick. That's simplicity on this side of complexity. You don't give a fig for that. You can argue on the American. I don't ask, I'm from Rashi on Walt Williams, you know what I mean? So I'm saying this, so Walt Williams is wrong. But I'm bothered because in Svarad, I also wouldn't give a fig for some. Yeah?
When he came to Lava, he said, B'chiyachi Avicha, who? Achava and Ramos. And Lava was Arabi.
You see, he knew. Rav Shlomo says, you see, it's not true. He knew couldn't well that it'd be Marama. He did it. Not only did he know how, when the time came, Achava and Ramos. You see, it's not that way. The story ends up being quite proficient. And it's interesting, Esav later in the parasha says, Akveni Zepamayim, he's very good at tricking. And here it says he can't. The psukim of his word, the others, the simplicity that he chooses not to be around it normally. But here it says, Einoi Charif. He's Einoi Charif, L'Ramas. Said Rav Volba said that the only way to do a good job to be around is to trick yourself. To lie to another, you have to lie to yourself. You're not a good liar if you don't fool yourself. The best liars fool themselves. You're not good at it because everybody can see you don't believe what you're saying. So the real liars lie to themselves. They create new narratives. The shtarker liars know how to do it. Rav Volba said that he's not charif because he's too keenly aware of the truth. The charif was that the person can bank into is because they don't hold on to the truth. So they can tap into goyness. They say big zach and holding their right. He's not charif l'rabbis. He's not charif to do that because he holds the emes. So he knows the truth and he can't. That's what Rav Volba said. I don't know how Rav Hobo learned later on. He is Marama, but he says that there's a certain charifus you can, and you could tap into that world of charifus when you don't hold on to the truth. So then you could get all sharp and cunning because you're not living with the emes. So Rav Hobo said, Mishenachar. I don't know how that works when he needs to lie, but he's not charif because he's mapping the truth. That's what Rav Hobo said. If somebody has a different shot, I'm interested in the nusach. He's not using the charif. It's Mishenachar. Charif doesn't mean he doesn't have it, he just doesn't use it. Said he's not charif. He's not sharp to do it. The kasha and bothered Rav Hobo said this pshat. So I wanted to share that with Chavi Yashakar.